Okay, today is Daf Kuf Samach Vav. Kuf Samach Vav. We're on Kuf Samach Hei by the Gemara. Today's shiur is sponsored by Simcha and Esther Klein and Alexandra Losev, Lila Nishmas, Yitzchak Ben Peretz. And it's also sponsored by Ahuva and Akiva Silver, Lila Nishmas, Gittel Bas Moshe Yisrael. Okay, now, we said yesterday, different amounts, when a document has different amounts, how does it work? So the Gemara is going to flesh out more of those issues. So, from here till we get to the top of Amud Aleph, is it's not hard, it's just you have just a little bit of suspended, so just you have to just listen to it, and here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kesef. If it says a simple word in the document, Kesef. Kesef means silver. Kesef, ein pachos midinar kesef. That means a dinar of kesef, because it's the minimum amount that you'll write in the document. One dinar. Kesef dinrin. If it says kesef dinrin or v'dinrin kesef, right? Or it says it that way, ein pachos mishne dinrin kesef. The minimum is two. Good. So far, so good. Kesef bidinrin. If it says kesef bidinrin, what does that mean? That means ein pachos mibishnei dinrin dahav. It's two silver dinar. Two gold dinar kesef in silver. Right. So it's the value of gold in silver. Now in America, there's no such thing as that today, because today all the coins are right. All the coins are representative value. Then it wasn't like that. I could have a silver coin worth a gold coin. It was maybe it was thicker, it was purer. Or I could have a silver coin worth a silver coin. That's what it means. Right. So the old dollars actually have silver. Right, they have silver in them. Real silver. Today they don't. Which is why when the new pigeon event is trying to get the old dollars to have some real silver there. See, it's a hider, right? So that's what it's saying. Two gold dinar in silver. The value of two gold dinar in silver. It says kesef. But when it says kesef bidinrin, it's going to imply there's gold here, but it says kesef. So it's the value of gold in silver coinage. Now, Omar Mar, we just said, kesef ein pachas midinar kesef. Right? That the minimum amount of silver is a silver dinar. So the Gemara says, ve'ein manaska, maybe it's a slug, which could be even smaller. A naska really means a what have they translated?
Isn't it unminted?
Ah, that's what the Gemara says. It could be any little unminted thing. So it's smaller than a dinar. Amar of Elazar, no, the kasa b'mabeya. No, it's at a coin. So it can't be some kind of block of silver, no matter how small, a shred. It's at a coin. Vema priti, maybe it's a pruta. It's Amar of Papa, b'asra, in this place, the losagi priti de kasa. They don't make silver prutas. Right? They don't make that. A whole discussion why it says Ba'athra in this place. They never do it anywhere. No, nobody will do that.
So we have to take the place that is done and the currency that is done in it.
Right. So what happened was the star is deficient. It just says Kesef. Doesn't say how many. Doesn't say what happened. So we will interpret that to mean
based on
one dinar.
Right.
The minimum. What about a pruta? No, nobody makes prutas out of silver.
Right. So each star, because it has a place on it also.
Right.
All we have to do is look at the place and the currency.
Right.
And we know what they're
talking about. Right. Imagine today a guy has a document, I owe you one. One what? So we would say, Mistam, it's $1. Right? Not one penny. Mistam, it's $1.
Right.
It says Kesef, Mistam, it's one dinar. Right? Fine. Now we're going to say the exact same Gemara with gold. Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa that says like this. Dahav, it says gold. It says gold. Ein pachas mi dinar. Dahav. The minimum is one gold dinar. Dahav dinrin, v'dinrin dahav. What if it says dahav dinrin, a gold dinar or dinar of gold? Ein pachas mishnei dinrin dahav. Then the minimum is two. Okay? Dahav bidinrin. What if it says that? Ein pachas mishnei dinrin kesef. You have to pay a minimum of two silver dinar dahav. That's made out of gold. The exact opposite of what we said before. Good. Amar Mar, we just said, Dahav, ein pachas mi dinar, Dahav. The minimum gold? You owe me gold. What's the minimum? One gold dinar. Ein manaska. Maybe it's again a slug. Amar Avalazar. No, it's Siv Matbeya. It said, Matea. E the aim of priti, maybe it's a pruta, maybe it's a pruta. So Gemara says no, priti dahabalo of it inchi. Nobody does that. See, before it said ba'asra. In this town, nobody does that. Here it says nobody ever does that. Okay. The reason why Tosfa says the reason why is it Tosfa who says it? Tosfa says it. The reason why it's written this way is because there are other things between a pruter and a dinar. There's a pundion, other coins in between a pruta and a dinar. So maybe, you know, nobody makes a pruta out of silver, but maybe like a pundion out of silver or something else. So in this town, they didn't do any of that. Gold, nobody does that at all. Nobody will make anything less than a dinar out of gold. It's so expensive. That's why it's a different lashon. Okay? Preeti dava lo avidinchi. Zahav bidinrin. If it said zahav, right, the dalet and the zayin switch. That's why gold in Aramaic is called dahav. And in Hebrew it's called zahav. Same word, except for the dalet and the zayin. Zahav bidinrin. Ein pachos mi b'shnei dinrin keseth. It's two silver dinar. Zav. Made out of gold. Right? It's the value of two silver dinar in gold. The ema dava pricha. Maybe it's gold filings, like just slivers of gold that are less. Betray. One second. The ema dava pricha. Maybe it's just broken pieces of gold. Betray dinre dava ka'amar. Because we said that's worth two gold pieces, two gold dinar. Why not? Why don't you say that? Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Yad Bal Hashtar Al Hatachtona. Because the owner, the guy who has that shtar, has the lower hand. In other words, he has to prove that. How can he prove that? So, Hamotzi Mechavel, you want to prove it's only gold filings and not gold coins? Prove that. Can't prove that. Therefore, we're going to say it's gold coins. Now, there's a big parenthesis that lasts for 2.5 lines. We're not going to read that at all. No one has that girsa. We're going to read ihacha ihachi reishanami, okay? Which means, if you always say, if what we just said is that hamotzi mechaver all of araya, then reishanami. Then in the reisha, look at the Rashbam. It's the last line, last wide line. See ihacha reishanami. The last wide line of the Rashbam. The fourth, that's up on top. Up on top over there. The last wide line. Ihachi reishanami. That whole parenthesis where Rashbam didn't have it. He had four words. Ihachi reishanami. If we just said that the Baal Ashtar has the lower hand, he has to prove if he wants to collect, how come we didn't say that by the silver? Before, the reisha. How come we didn't say that? Bein de'idach b'raisa kamaisa. The first b'raisa. Diktoni. Kesef bedinrin. Ein pachas v'shnei dinrin t'dav kesef. That's two silver coins made out of gold. Name the same thing. Name a Yad Baal Ashtar al Tachtona. He has the lower hand. Right? Why don't we say that? Same thing. Same exact Raisa. Just change gold to silver. When it comes to gold, we give such a different answer. When it comes to silver, we give a different answer. Why? Ihachi reishanami. So back in the Gemara. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi answered. Reisha dekasav dinri. Reisha dekasav dinri. When the Reisha said dinar, that meant gold. Right? Seifa dekasav dinrin. The Seifa said dinrin. That means silver. Okay? The Reisha, if you look carefully, you'll see. By the Reisha, it said dinar, which is stam gold. There's no other way to translate that. Dinar by itself means gold. Seifa that said dinrin means silver. Why?
Because like it's so many, you need more of
those. So the Meiri has a similar thing. He says the common currency was silver. That was what people... Gold, who uses gold? The common currency was silver. Everything was done in silver. Gold was for the Yechidim. Everything was done in silver. Therefore, when we say stam dinrin... That means silver. Why? That's a normal currency. I say, well, dollars. Do I mean Australian dollars? No, I mean American dollars. Why? That's what it means. So when I say dinrin, it means dinars. It means silver coins. That was the currency. Therefore, Therefore, whenever anybody was talking about gold, they would specify, Din Rezav. I'm Australian. If you stick in the extra word, then you know what we're talking about. So if I said Din Rastam, I meant silver. If I said Din Rezav, I want to say it's gold, I have to say Din Rezav. Otherwise, why would the guy think gold? Would never think that in a million years. Right? Even though, as I said before, so the Meiri says something very funny. He says, therefore, since I always have to stick in the word Din Rezav, because I have to tell you what I'm talking about, it became common that when it said Din Re, it also meant Zav, even if you didn't specify it. Why? Because it basically it became like a shorthand. Really, people have to say Din Re Zahav. Why? Because if you don't say that, it's automatically silver. Silver is the default. Then people stopped saying the word Zahav, they got lazy, and Din Re became synonymous with silver. Okay? Therefore, one means gold, and one means silver. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Uminat Timra, the shiny bedin re, l'dinrin. What kind of distinction is this? Who said there's such a distinction? Right? Such a distinction between din re and din rin? Now we have a whole long brisa to go through the distinction. Ditanya. We learned in a brisa. Ha'isha, a woman, shahayu aleha safek chamesh lidos. She had five possible births. What does that mean? That means that she's not sure if when she miscarried it was a baby or it was not even that. It was just Maya Ba'alma or Dan Ba'alma. I wasn't sure how long ahead in the pregnancy she was, and she had a miscarriage. Or Safek Chamesh Zivos. The halacha is, if you have a baby, you have to bring a carbon. If you're a Zav, you also have to bring a carbon. What's a Zav? A Zav is if a woman has a Re'iyah of Dam during the Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nida L'Nida. If that happens, none of this applies to Bizman HaZeh. None of this. But Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaTorah, in the Torah's world, there was a woman had a cycle of 7 days and 11 days. 7 days and 11 days. If she saw Dam during the 7 days, she did not have to bring a carbon. That's called a Nida in the Torah. That was considered completely normal. After she had to wait Shiva Nikki and go to the mikvah, and she's Torah. If she saw 3 consecutive days during the Yud Aleph Yom Benidah Lanidah, then she's called a Zava Gadola, and she has to wait 7 days, and she has to bring a carbon. So she's not sure when she saw. Three times it happened. Happened five times. Three different Re'iyas, five times. Between Sukkot and Pesach, every month this happened. And she wasn't keeping track, so she has no clue. Okay, so either she has to bring 5 karbanos because she had possible babies, or 5 karbanos because she's a possible zava. So it's a carbon, you have to bring me suffix, right? Or mevia carbon echad. So said the Gemara, you only have to bring 1 carbon. Vaochelas bizvachim. This woman is not allowed to eat kachim, right? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat kachim until you are tahora and you bring the karbanos. The bringing of the carbon is ba'akev eating kachim. So if her husband's a Kohen and he comes home with meat, she can't eat it. Why? She's not permitted. Says the Gemara, all she has to do is bring 1 carbon, and then she can eat. She owes the other 4. But then she at least she can eat. Ochela es bizvachim, vein ashar oleha chova. Right? And then she doesn't have to bring any more. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. It's the first wide line at the bottom over there. Vein shar oleha chova, shebekoshi hitiru, with koshi, with difficulty, they were matir, lahavi chatas ha'of al ha'safik, to bring a chatas of on this safik, it's a safik, she doesn't know, and she's poor, so she could bring a chatas, an of, instead of an animal, kadei latayra mi safik tumasa, to be matayra from the safik of tumah that she's in, mishum dahi chatas aza likvura, this chatas has to be buried, nobody eats it, because it's a safek, the kivon, the mitarab, a carbon echad, since with 1 carbon she's already tahora, kidamrinan b'mesechtas krisas, dumyu the isha tmeya de mechayva chamesh tvilos, uba tvila achas mitaheres, very similar to one that's going to make her 5 times. So she goes 1 time, and then she's already considered tahora. She has to go 4 more times. Okay, so she'll go, at least she's tahora right now. Sula maisi chatas misafek, lehdiu lebeis hapsol. That's it. No, she has to bring the rest maybe later. It's an achlokas, by the way. She has to actually bring them later. But right now, with 1, she's good enough. So far, did we get to our discussion? We didn't go near our discussion yet. We're getting there. Hayu aleha chamesh ledos vados. What if it was vadais? Five vadai ledos, or chamesh zivos vados. Five definite zivas. She was keeping track, like with a calendar, and she knows it's vadai. Mevia carbon echad. She could bring one carbon, vochelas bizvachim, and eat kachim. Vashar aleha chova. But she owes the other four. That's for sure she owes, because it's vadai. It's not safek, it's vadai. Nice, there was once a story. V'andu, kinin b'Yerushalayim. The price of the pair, kin is a pair. The price of the pair of birds that a woman has to bring shot up in price. B'dinrei zahav. It was worth, it cost a dinrei zahav. In order to buy a pair of birds, cost a dinrei zahav. Amar b'shirim b'gamlil. Hama'on hazeh. This building, this Beis HaMikdash. Im alin halayla. Not going to sleep tonight. Achayu b'dinrin. Achi Yehu Bedinrin. Till it goes, obviously he means to say it goes down in price. Till it goes down to a dinrin. What's a dinrin? Obviously it's kesef. If it's going down in price, it's obviously going from gold to kesef. This is the raya that dinrin and dinrin are different. He heard it from a story from Rabbi Gamliel. He says, I'm not going to sleep tonight until the price goes down. Nichnas lebezdin. He went to, listen what he did. He went to Bezdin. V'limei, he taught the following thing. Isha shahayo lechamesh lidos vados. Chamesh zivos vados. A woman who has five vadais, mevia carbon echad, she brings one carbon, v'ochelas bizvachim, v'ein sharo le'achova. That's it, she doesn't have to bring any more. How can he make such a din like that? Harasha, some say, eight lashes Hashem favorite to Arasecha, they weren't going to buy anything, they can't afford it, the price is great, it's impossible. Says, I'm going to help them out. The point is, what do you see from here? The point is that it's obviously dinrin means silver, obviously. And what happened was va'amdu kinin bo bayom, and the price went down biribasayim. What's biribasayim? A quarter of a dinar was able to now purchase two. A quarter of a dinar of silver could purchase two birds. Plummeted, right? When Gamliel got up, the price plummets, right? Now, right? So look at the Rashbam, the second line. Berviyas dinar, a quarter of a dinar. Shnei torin, two turtle doves. Berova dinar, for a quarter of a dinar. Dahainu memches prutos, which is 48 prutos. Why? The kuf tzadik beis prutos yesh bedinar. Because there are 192 prutos in a dinar. So a quarter of that was 48. Okay? Now, the reason why I did that, Rashbam, is because it's going to become relevant late soon. So, just keep that in the back of your head. Okay? Now, that's it for that discussion. We're going to go to the next discussion now. The next discussion in the Mishnah said, what if the top of the document and the bottom of the document look different? They have different numbers.
Which part is the bottom of the document? It's not the summary
line. Maybe it is a summary line.
I thought we don't do anything from that.
Right, so we repeat what we said. The problem...
But we don't prove anything.
There's nothing new in the bottom line. There's nothing new. So it'll say, Reuven's borrowing $100 from Shimon. The review line can't say, Reuven's borrowing $100 from Shimon to pay it in gold. That's adding something new. But to repeat that Reuven's borrowing $100, that they'll say. So on top it said 300, on the bottom it said 100. So somebody made a mistake. So what do we do now? Right? You're right, nothing new, but it repeats it. But to pay it is a mistake.
And from
well, so the Mishnah said, "Hakol holech achar atachton."
We always go to the bottom.
Why? We're going to see in a few minutes. I think someone says why.
It's the bottom line.
What? It's the bottom line. Very good. Because no, the reason is because apparently they were more medactic with the bottom, with repeating that line. So Mishnah, that's the true one. That's what the assumption is. Okay. So, ready? Here we go. Yilmod hatachton min ha'elyon. But then we said that if we're only following the bottom line, then why do you write it bichlal on top? Why do you write it bichlal on top? Why do you write it on top? So just write it once on the bottom. You have all the conditions, and on the bottom you just put the number. If anyway, only holds to the bottom. So the Mishnah asked that question. So the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah answer? If one letter is missing, Min ha-tachton, yilmod min ha-elyon. You learn from the top. What does that mean? So, let's say the bottom line says, Ruvain and Shim-O. The nun's missing. So who is this person? Oh, look at the top. It says Shimon. Right? The bottom line is missing a letter. We'll go to the top and see who it is. Okay? That's what it means. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tarabana, Yilmod tachton mina elyon ba'os achas. We'll do that with one letter. Avo lo b'shtei osios. Not with two letters. That already is too much. Kigon, for example, Chanan mechanani. Let's say it says in the bottom letter, Chanan from Chanani. How many letters are missing?
One.
Really?
Two.
Two. Or Anan, the Anan me Anani. Right? Right, I'm sorry, it's one letter missing.
One
letter
missing.
What?
No,
there's two nuns. Ches nun nun, yud. Aleph nun nun, yud. Ches nun nun, yud. Chanan. Right, so it's one letter, that will do. One letter, that will do. Right, so if it says on the bottom, Chanan, we'll look up on top and see who it is. If there's a yud there, we know it's Chanani. Why? Because Yilmon HaTachton Min HaElyon. What will control here? The Elyon. Now, really we said everything goes after the Tachton. However, one letter will say the Elyon. Right? What's the Kasha? What's the Kasha on this Gemara?
It's supposed to go up to the bottom, at the top.
No, 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 no.
Different amounts,
obviously. No. Look at the names. No? In the bottom of on the last line it says Chanan. Ches, Nun. What's the next letter?
End of
Nun. You go up to the top of the document and it says Ches, Nun. What's the letter? What's the letter after that?
That's different types of
it's a different type of Nun. Let's go. It says in the bottom Chanan. Ches, Nun. Final Nun.
Yeah.
We'll look on top. It says Ches, Nun. Regular Nun. Yud. Okay, what's going on here? Right? And then Anan, same thing. Right?
Yeah.
Same thing. So the Drisha says, don't get so bent out of shape about that. The Gemara was just giving examples, even though this makes no sense. It's a little difficult to answer. That's what the Drisha says. The Gemara was giving an example, and it picked names, happens to be there's a final nun over there. Why would the Gemara do that? I don't know. But the Gemara did that. That's the Drisha's answer. Right? That's one answer. The Tumim says that they would never write final letters in documents in Shtaroth. Sefer Torah, yes. Klaf, yes. Megillas Esther, yes. Not in a Shtar.
What?
So I would say Ches Nun regular Nun, and on top it said there was a Yud also. So it's, who is this? The Chanan? No, it's not Chanan. That guy Chanan who sits over there. It's Chanani, the guy who sits over there. Why? There's an extra Yud. The what controls the top? They would not write a final Nuns. Why wouldn't they? I don't know.
It's only
off by one letter. Now. What? Oh no, we assume. We're going to get to that in a second. Now, by the way, look at the Rashbam. You know what? We'll do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll see the third answer. The final answer, why the Gemara would pick these such a name like this where the final one is stuck in, right? We gave two answers that are not answers. When Jadusha said, the Gemara just gave an example even though it makes no sense. The Tumim said they wouldn't write final letters in documents. Okay, it's very good. Those are good answers, but they really avoid the issue. Maishna shtei osios delo. How come two letters no? How come two letters not? Only one letter? Why not two letters? The answer is, Dilma Misrami Shem Ben Arba Osios. Maybe you'll have a name of four letters. Vahavile Palga Dishma. And you only have half the name there. So that's too much to ask. In Ihachi, if that's true, Oz Achaz Nami also shouldn't have one name. One letter. Why? Dilma Misami Shem Ben Shtei Osios. Maybe you'll have a guy's name only has two letters. Right? The guy's name is Noach. It only has two letters. Vahavile Palda Deshma, and only half his name will be there. So if you're telling me half the name is a disaster, then even one letter is going to be a problem sometimes. Ella, no, you know what the problem is? You know what the answer is? Shtei Osios, right? There are two letters on the bottom. One second. Ella. There are two letters, right? So why can't we learn from the Elyon? Heinu Taima. Dilma Misrami Shem Ben Shalosh Osios. Maybe the name had three letters. V'habalei Ruba Deshma. And it's the majority of the name. He has three letters, only one letter is there. Tavis doesn't know who this is. Maybe that's too far. That will never do. That's already too much. The guy has three letters on the bottom and one letter on top, or one letter on the bottom and three on top. That's too much of a mistake. That we won't allow. That's what we said when we meant one letter. Yeah, if it's two out of four, that's also going to be good. One out of two will be good. What's no good? One out of three. That's too different that we can't make a...
There's two letters and you have...
And they're both not there?
No, you're missing one.
Right.
No, wow. How do you know it's not one
of them? So that will allow to do. That will allow. But it says Noach once. It says Noach one place. But to go from one to three, that's too far. Now, look at the Rashbam of Havali Ruba Deshma. You see the Rashbam? De Kula Hai, such a difference, one to three, Vada Lo Yalfinon Me Elyon. That for sure we can't do. That we can't do. Why not? Sheshtei Osios Lo Chitzer HaSofer. No sofer would leave out two letters. Okay? No sofer would leave out two letters. The Yinasin Hamomon Lemi Sheshmo Kach Kemosha Kasav Batachton. You give the money who's in the bottom. No sofer would leave out two letters. Says Tosfos, the Rashbam's not talking about an erasure, a mistake. He left out the letter. It was never written. So Rashbam says, we've been thinking all along, there's some scratch. Right, some scratch, somehow it got scratched off. No, it got scratched off. The sofer wrote it that way. He made a mistake. He left out a letter. It happens. Right? He left out a letter. That's all what happened over here. What did that change? How did that change anything? So it says the shach like this. One minute. Tosfos says that's not the case. Tosfos says the guy left it out on purpose, but it got erased. What's the difference? Because the girsa in the Mishnah is there's a brisa here that says that there's a brisa that says nimchak, and there's a girsa change. He changes the girsa to say it's missing. If you say it's missing, it's because the sofer missed it. If you say the girsa has nimchak got erased, it didn't get erased. It was never written to begin with. So it's a machlokas, the Rashbam and Tosfos, how to read this Gemara. Bottom line is, we're still left with a kasha, why the final letter is an endanun, and you'll be able to use that endanun for a regular nun. We gave two answers. Shach has a third answer, it's very complicated, running out of time, Shach doesn't have a third answer, I want to see, it's in Choshen Mishpat Simon Mem Beis, Sif Kotten Yud Beis. Anybody wants to look it up, they can go see that Shach. To answer this question. Okay? Next. Amar of Papa. Listen to this. One minute. One second. I forgot to say. Okay, Amar Papa, Pshitali, obvious to me. Seifel Milmala. It says the word Seifel up on top. What's a Seifel? A bench. The Kapal Milmata. And on the bottom it's repeated, instead of a Samach there, it's a Kuf. And it says the Kapal, which means a shirt, or some kind of cloth. Right? It says the Rashbam. The Yesh, listen to this Rashbam. Hakol halach achar tachton. Everything goes after the tachton. Says the Gemara. Right? What does the Rashban say? V'yesh posrin. There are those that explain gematriyahu seifel v'kafel. It's a gematria seifel v'kafel. Doesn't mean a shirt or a bench. It means gematrias. What does that mean? That's exactly what Tosfos says it means. Look at the next line of the Rashbam. The hevel, that's hevel, that's ridiculous. Why? V'hu adin l'chol ha-kelim d'alma. El ha-chi naka mishum d'boy alav maskana that kafel mamala v'seifel mamata. Don't tell me it's gematrias, which is exactly what Tosfos says. Tosfos explains, this. What it means is, you didn't write a separate word. What he meant was that seifel and kafel mean, seifel means Rosh Tevos of samach pligi, half of 60, which is 30, right? And kafel is kuf pligi, half of 100. That's what it means. Okay? Okay. Very good. Now, so Rav Papa said, Pshitali, Seifel Mumail of a Kafel Mumata, Hakol Holet Acharat Tachton. We follow the Tachton. Why do we follow the Tachton? So actually, believe it or not, I think the Rimi Gash says something very strange. He says that when it says we follow the Tachton, it doesn't mean where they are in the document. That's not what it means. It means you follow whichever one's the cheaper. Tachton means the cheaper in price. Why? Because I want to make chaver all over Raya. It's either a shirt that will cost $1,000, a $1,000 suit, or a $50 bench. Which one is it? $50 bench. Why? You want to tell me it's to something else? Prove it. Tachton doesn't mean where it is in the shtar. It means which one's cheaper. Whichever one's cheaper, that you'll get. Al tachtona. Doesn't mean where it is in the document. That's the Rimigash. The Adramat says no. You know why? Like I said before, that when they would repeat the document, when they would repeat the key things in the last line, they were very medactic in the last line. So we assume the last line controls. That's the Adramat. Tachton means literally. Pretty much that we've been saying that. That's what we've pretty much saying. Right, but you can't do that here. Yilmud means something's missing. This guy's got a five-letter name. Shim'od. The nun's missing. It's probably Shimon. It's probably Shimon. There it says Shimon. Here it says bench, and here it says shirt. What do you mean, Yilmud Tachton Elyon? Only one can win. Which one wins? The Tachton. What does that mean? Either the cheaper one, or the one at the bottom. Why the one at the bottom? Because they're more medactic. There's no other way to do it over here. They can't learn one from the other. It's two totally different things. Boy Rav Papa, listen to this, Shaila. Kafel milmaila, v'seifel milmata. My, now what's the din? Mi chayshinan, are we afraid? Zvuv olo teku. Are we afraid? Maybe a fly came and changed the letter from a kuf into a samach. The ink didn't dry yet. And the fly came and with his feet, he moved the kuf, made it into a samach. Are we choshish for that or not? Teku. Hear that, Kasha? You hear such a Kasha? By the way, there's a whole machlokas, what a kuf looks like based on this Gemara. How is this possible? How can a fly change from a kuf to a samach? How can you do that? They asked that question. The other way around. If you can change from a kuf to a samach, why can't you change from a samach to a kuf? That's impossible. How can you change from a samach to a kuf? How can a fly do that? How can a fly do that?
That makes more sense.
No. What?
That makes more sense.
It does?
Sure.
And it makes less sense, no? What? Right, he can't add, he can only remove. He can only remove, a fly can only remove. So how's a fly taking the tamach, make it into a kuf? He's got to add, he can't add. What?
Smudging the line down.
Right, so we're assuming the smudge can only go that direction. What?
What do you mean?
So by the way, the Adramai, it's a different question. The Nesivus asked, so why are we choshish that the owner's going to do this?
Oh, right.
He'll say a fly did it. The answer is because the Adam wouldn't sign until it was dry. That's what he said. The Adam would not sign a document until it's dry. So you can't mess around. No one's signing it yet. A fly, you can't stop a fly coming.
There's a fly in my
yashtar. There's a fly in my yashtar. Yeah.
There's a fly in
the yashtar. Okay, we gotta go. We gotta move. Anyway, the answer to that is teku. Hahu, by the way, the Rashbam says, what do we do in such a case? What we do in such a case is, Hamotzi mechavera all of Araya. Says the Rashbam, I hold Mamon Mutal Basafik Yachloku. That's only when there's a suffix what happened. Here there isn't a suffix what happened. Even if the suffix in din, he says it's a different kind of suffix. And he makes a whole chiluk with different kinds of suffix. When you say Hamotzi mechavera all of Araya, and when you say Mamon Mutal Basafik Yachloku. Here, not a suffix what really happened. How do we, if a fly did this, what do we do now? Or are we chosheish a fly is going to do this? It's not a suffix what happened. It's a chashash. For that we say motzi mechaver all over right. You want to prove that happened? So go prove a fly did that. Get the video camera and prove it. If you can't prove it, you're not going to win. But we don't say cholkin. Okay, with 2 minutes, we'll get to hahu. Now because of beishis meyazuzi, a guy wrote 600 and a zuz. So 600 what? It said 600 and a zuz. So shalchi rav shravia kameda baya shis meya istri. It must mean 600 sela. It must mean 600 sela, which is by the way 25 zuz. Each sela is 25 zuz. That's what it must mean. Vizuza and another zuz. Oh, Dilmore maybe shis meya priti. Maybe it's 600 prutas vizuza and a zuz. Amalei nah dal priti can't be priti. Delo ksivi b'shtare da asuke misakin lo. No one's going to write a document like that. Umashvi le zuzi and add in zuz. In other words, let's say I borrow $6 from you. $6 and a penny. Am I going to write you owe me 601 pennies? Nobody writes like that. Nobody writes like that.
The other way around. You would say 600 pennies and a dollar.
No. It's six.
A zuz is more.
A zuz is less. 25 zuz in a sella. Right? 25 zuz in a sella. And the prut. That's why I said there's 192 prutas. In a dinar and a sell is the same thing. So nobody would write like that. Nobody would write like that. So they 100 and I say you owe me 601 pennies. Nobody write like that. You owe me $6 and a penny. That people would write, right? Umashvil is so Maya Marta. What do you want to tell me? Shitzme istri vizuza. That it means 601 zuz, 600 zuz, and also one zuz. Yad balashtar ala tachtona. You want to prove that? You want to get that? You have to prove that. So they ask the same question. So why don't we say that whatever the next currency is, dinar, or the next one, say you owe me 1 minute, Maya Marta, that shis meya istri vizuza. It's 600 sela and a zuz. Or maybe there's a parenthesis here, shis meya zuzi vichazuz, 601 zuz. The answer is it 600 istri and one zuz, or 600 zuz and one zuz? The answer is yad balasha al tachtona. So why don't we say the same thing? Istri is worth more than a zuz. So who would write nisteris? So Tosfos says that was a common currency. That was very common. To write 600 pruta, nobody would do that. But to write 600 zuz, even though there's a higher currency, that people would do. Right? That people would do. I'll tell you, there's no thing, because these are dollars or not. Dollars or cents. There were other currencies that people would use. So you throw in something in the middle, that people would do. So that was, we don't answer that question. Yeah, basically, it's going to be the cheaper one, unless you can prove otherwise.
Right. So $120, you wouldn't
necessarily $620. Right. People wouldn't do that. But there they would. So since they would do that, it was not such a cost. To write 600 pennies, and nobody would do that. Okay. Very good. So we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.